This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. With Election Day less than 60 days away, county boards of elections across the state are getting ready for absentee and early voting during the coronavirus pandemic. The pandemic is changing voting across counties, and each have their own challenges. WFAE reporter Alexandra Watts recently checked in with Union County to see how they are doing in the run-up to November's election. Alexandra, what's it looking like in terms of absentee ballot requests in Union County?
Well, like most, if not all, North Carolina counties, there has been an increase in absentee voting requests. Union County has had around 15,000 to 16,000 absentee ballot requests so far, and that's an increase from around 4,000 during the 2016 election.
And the county is also seeing an increase in an unexpected area. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there has been a need for poll workers across the state in all counties, but Union County has actually seen an increase in people wanting to help out. I spoke with the county's director of elections, Kristen Jacumin, about how her county's voters have responded.
It's like they have seen or recognized the need that we have this year for elections, and the community has stepped up. A lot of our precinct officials are elderly or older and are maybe more susceptible to COVID and will not be able to work.
So people of all ages, including younger residents, are stepping up to work at the polls. And the county also has a growing list of alternates in case they need backup.
Now, these poll workers will be working during early voting and on Election Day, both of which have changed this year. If we can focus on early voting, how has it changed for Union County during this pandemic?
So Union County has 8 early voting sites this year. There used to be 7, but they added one in the western part of the county. They've also moved some of their voting sites to larger areas to better accommodate voters and keep them social distance. And there's also weekend early voting. In the past, early voters in Union County could vote on Saturday, but now there will be Sunday early voting as well.
Okay. And with the coronavirus pandemic, safety measures will be in place for Union County voters going to the polls. What can they expect?
So areas like booths and tables are going to be sanitized after each voter. And each voter will also get a single-use pen to fill out their ballot, so they won't be sharing their pen with any other voter. Masks are going to be provided for those who need one. And to be clear, voters are not required to wear a mask when they're going to vote, but poll workers are.
With so much changing this year for the election, what questions are voters asking the Union County Elections Director?
So Director Kristen Jacumin says she's hearing confusion from voters who are getting more than one absentee ballot request form.
The parties have sent out absentee ballot request forms along with several advocacy groups. So they're receiving these forms in duplicate in the mail, and they're confused by that. Elections office, state or local, did not mail those forms.
So if you receive multiple absentee ballot requests, don't be alarmed. Just make sure you only mail in one ballot request. She also says it's important people make a point of going to official sources like the county or the state election board website to have their voting questions answered and not to depend on some meme a friend put on Facebook for that information. And it's also important to note that Union County voters should be getting their information relevant to their area. Other counties and other states are going to be having different procedures.
Alexandra, thanks for that update on Union County.
Thank you.
Alexandra Watts reports for WFAE through a partnership with Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. She's a Report for America Corps member.